Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What we're doing today is we want to talk about jealousy.
Yeah.
I still get jealous.
So close. Okay.
Nick Jonas?
Is that you?
The new fourth member?
So we want to talk about what are you jealous of is mm-hmm. part of it. Right?
Yeah.
Is that, is there something...
Something weird that you're jealous of?
Yeah. Like you want to confess that you're super... You're maybe hyper jealous about something that doesn't make sense or whatever. But I'm also kind of like, what's the weirdest thing you've done out of jealousy? I distinctly remember this was in college for the brief time that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it with my own eyes. So I know it really happened. But there was a girl, she lived in Baker at CU, and like she had the best hair. Mm. She was just, it was glorious, gorgeous, perfect. And like everybody guys just flocked. Like, it's not like, you know, college dudes are after your butt and boobs or whatever, but her hair is just like, people just talk to her, strangers on the street. Mm. Old people would like,
I have a friend named Gabby who has the perfect curly dark hair. And like, I cannot stop staring at it.
She looks like the Suave commercial. Like when she does her hair back and you're just like, what is that? It was so perfect. There was another girl also in Baker who had the second best hair. And had clearly, you could just feel it. Like in high school, everybody was like, your hair is so good. And then she gets to Boulder and everybody's like, that girl's hair is really good. So you could just feel her when people be talking about the one girl's hair.
Oh.
She'd flick her hair and it was just like,
what about me? What about me? What about mine?
Just kind of like notice.
She's not used to not being
the lead hair dog. Yeah. And then one day.
Oh no.
Girl number one, glorious, suave commercial, had chunks of hair missing.
No.
And we've sort of pieced it together because it's community showers. It was back then at the CU dorms. She had replaced her.
No.
No.
With Nair.
What?
With hair remover. Now, people think, like in movies, like if you put Nair on your head, it's just going to go. And you're going to suddenly be Yul Brynner. Like, God, what a dated reference. You're going to be me. You're going to have no hair. It's like, it doesn't work like that. Like you can kind of feel it burning. And like, if you rinse it out,
you have to let it sit. I used to nair the tops of my feet.
You did?
A lot. Yeah.
So you have to leave it for a bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You sit there and you read the nair bottle. That's the routine. You read the instructions.
So obviously this person had it in her hair long enough to lose clumps, but not all of it.
Oh,
unprovable.
No.
That hair dog number two did it. We all know who did it.
Yeah.
Why would anyone else do that?
Like, wow. What? And then you're like, oh, guess she's out of the running, huh? What about my hair?
Look at my hair.
How do you? That's horrible.
I hate that so much.
I never got to see it play out because I left. I was only there a semester, but I remember seeing Suave.
All of that happening in one semester.
Yes.
That's wild.
You left right when this happened.
Yeah, and you also had curly hair.
My hair was glorious, and I was not used to. I'm hair girl number two. We had our own shower. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
In my room, like, which was weird, but I mean, so that's one example of like. Something.
Yeah.
Like for the longest time, I've talked about this a long time ago and I'm way over it now. But like I was kind of mean to the guys in the fray. Because like no Colorado band really ever made it.
Did you know them?
Yeah, they would come and do radio station things.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And then it was like, you guys? Like, you, you're the band who makes
it? I don't see it.
Afraid not. Maybe you said that. Maybe not.
No, I definitely would have never said something stupid. Anyway, like, I was mean. And I eventually came to grips with the fact that I was like, it made me angry that they got
that
what
they
I,
made it.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it was like the first time they played Red Rocks. I was like, that's not fair.
Oh, but.
Yeah. So but I never naired them.
Yeah.
Isaac didn't have hair because Isaac didn't have hair. It wasn't my
Wait
fault.
Wait a second. Are we sure about that?
There is a pattern.
It's called male pattern baldness. Huh. Right. That's what I did with jealousy and my CU story. If you have some sort of thing you're jealous about or thing you've did out of jealousy, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
I am jealous of people with dads. Just kidding.
Oh my God!
No,
Aaron's father is passing. In case you're brand new to the show, that's horrifying. Oh my God! So is mine. Hack, idiot.
Gosh!
Stupid living dad.
No, I. So back in the day, I used to Irish dance, and it just so happened that Anna Sophia Robb was at the same place. I used to Irish dance together.
Is she somebody famous in Irish dance or something?
No, she's an actress.
Oh, okay.
So we would audition for the same roles and she would always get them. So I definitely...
You have that green-eyed monster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to pretend you don't have it, but you have it.
I do.
Everybody's got it a little bit,
yeah. I don't really think I'm jealous of anyone, anything right now.
You don't? Like, I think... I don't want to be weird on the show, but I'm going to be.
Okay.
I think, I don't know if Tiak will admit this. Are you jealous of anybody in the room right now?
In the room?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I have a jealous story, but.
But not. There's something happening right now that I've been thinking about. And I'm like, I wonder if that drives Tiak crazy with jealousy.
Hmm.
Tiak has talked so much about wanting to be able to make friends.
Oh.
And it's like, we were going to do this hubby hookup, which I still want to do. Maybe we do it next summer where we just bring a bunch of guys together and get TX some guy friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron tripped on a banana peel and fell into this brand new friend group. And they're like all best friends.
Oh, they're all so amazing. Text. So amazing.
Like, with zero effort, Aaron created.
There's still effort.
But like. TX out there trying me like, hey.
Is he trying?
Well, he wants friends and they're not coming to him.
I try. I run into the neighbors. And I never know what to say.
Yeah. It's because you say things like, afraid not. They're like, I don't want to be friends with that idiot. But like, you're not jealous of that? That Aaron's ability to just fall ass backwards into friend groups?
It's a good point. I am jealous of that. Yeah. Okay. And you're just like, you become very close with people so fast. You're like, oh yeah. And you're on the first name basis. Oh yeah. Damn, I was texting them. I was hanging out with them. And I'm like, My wife hangs out with her friend all the time, and I'm like, what am I going to do? She's like, I got some returns you could do, some errands.
Yeah, you
like,
run okay. errands while she has friend time. Yeah. What else are you jealous of?
When I was in school, there was a new kid who like transferred in for the last couple of years, and his name was also Tyler. Mm. And he was gorgeous. He was ripped out of his mind, just the most gorgeous guy. So for 2 years, and I lived with him too. There were like 8 of us that lived in one room, and I had... For the 2 years, people would be like, oh, Tyler? And you're like, oh, no, the hot one?
The hot one
lives there. And it's like, and the other?
Oh,
and
my
regular,
gosh.
Average, mediocre Tyler lives there,
it's
too.
Because you had that stupid mustache, huh?
I did. I was the theater kid. he's the nicest guy ever. So it had nothing to do. But he was so ripped. And I remember at night, he would sit there and he'd be shirtless and his muscles are just bulging. And he'd just be eating scoops of peanut butter. He was that kind of ripped where he's like, I just need protein. And I was like, do you know what would happen to me if I just ate spoonfuls of peanat butter at midnight? You know, but he's just someone getting more muscles, more and more and more. Oh. Yeah, it was tough. So I used to hide his peanut butter sometimes.
Stop!
I put Nair in his peanut butter.
Yeah, now he's muscly and hairless. God damn it, he's hotter.
All right, so if you've done something out of jealousy or you just want to admit the crazy thing you're jealous about, 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all sort of admitting the things we're jealous about.
Yeah.
And the way that it can drive us to do things we would not.
Mm-hmm. That green-eyed monster.
Yes. I've been in the bushes watching.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because you're just thinking, you know, is she cheating? And then there you are. And it's not, I'm not saying
that's
it's good.
That's not jealous though. That's, you have a hunch that someone's cheating it's and still, you just need to
jealousy,
know.
It's jealousy though, kind of. You're
no.
Like, yeah, I don't think so.
It's pathetic either way. But.
Thanks, Tia. Maddie.
Yes.
Jealousy. What did you do?
Sorry. So I got jealous because my boyfriend of 4 years said he was leaving me for somebody younger. Oof. So I went and I texted his best friend, and now me and his best friend have been together for 2 years and have a kid and are getting engaged.
So it's like,
again, I don't know if that's
ending to the jealous.
I mean, I was jealous because he was leaving me.
No.
So it's kind of like a revenge for being jealous.
I mean, does your boyfriend know that your entire relationship is based on revenge?
Yes, we've talked about that.
That's good.
Now we know that.
I don't want to be the instrument of someone else's destruction.
I don't care.
I know. It's like, I'm actually almost desperate enough to like. I find that sort of off-putting. I don't know how else to say it. Sarah?
Yay!
You have asked for VD and we gave it to you.
Woohoo!
That's voice disguiser. I just want everybody to know we didn't do anything else to her. What are you jealous about?
So my husband has a coworker that their work spouse is, and it just thrills her. She giggles like an idiot when anybody says you guys seem like you're married.
Yeah.
And I'm really jealous of the way he interacts with her, that I think he interacts with her. So I put a nanny cam in his office so that I could watch and make sure he wasn't treating her better than me.
Was he?
So far, no.
So you just watched his nanny cam, and when she comes in, oh my God. I get it though. That's what jealousy does to you.
Yeah.
Your brain just starts going, this is logical.
How long has it been in his office?
So far, about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, let us keep us informed.
Yeah, can you get us a live feed? Can we all watch it together? Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Oh,
is everybody okay with that?
I don't know.
How does he not notice it?
Because it's probably something inane. Like, you can put it in a Kleenex box or, like, they make different.
Oh, yeah. I thought you noticed the teddy bear on the shelf.
Okay. Jesse?
Yay.
Jealousy. What do you got?
I work at a restaurant, and we just hired a bartender, and she started getting better shifts than me. So I secretly looked up her address. And you can send a bag of poo from a website. And so I sent her a big bag of elephant poo to her house.
How much did that cost?
Oh, my God, Aaron.
It was worth it.
Yeah, that's the exact dollar amount I thought it cost.
I thought I might have a new career until she said elephant.
Kathy?
Yay.
Jealousy, what do you got?
All right, so when I was in elementary school, I had this good friend, and she had rats for pets, and they died when we were in, like, third grade, and she came to school, and she was so sad, and she had, like, the picture that she drew, and I was so, so jealous of the attention that she was getting because her pets had died, and so I stole this picture from her, and I have this, like, super clear memory of the teacher, like, sitting us all in a circle on the rug, and they were like, okay, everybody, who stole the picture? We know someone took it. We're going to all close our eyes now, and whoever did it can just put it in the middle of the circle, and nothing will happen to them. That seems like a good way to go now, doesn't it? But apparently, I was not into that. I held on to it, and I remember, like, 20 minutes later, I was headed to the principal's office, said, that is the weirdest thing that I have done out of jealousy. Oh,
because you didn't like the attention she got for losing her pets? That's, like, warped.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not a popular child, guys.
Ooh, wow. Bobby? Bobby?
Hey.
Bobby?
Uh-oh. Well, sorry, Bobby.
Sorry, you should be jealous of everyone who's talked faster. Candy?
Hey.
Yay. Jealousy, what'd you do?
Oh my God, I can't even believe I'm telling anybody my deep, dark secrets. Because absolutely nobody knows this until you know, I'm only talking about this. So my husband works at a car dealership, and he's super good looking. And I don't even know why I do this, but I do it, whatever. I create these emails, and I'll randomly email him to see if he takes the bait. And I do it with social media. So I create these Facebook accounts and these Instagram accounts, and I'll go like his pictures and try to reach out to him to see if he ever responds. And he's never brought it up, but he's never responded.
He probably thinks that they're spam or something.
No. He knows.
No. Well, one time he brought it up. One time he brought it up. He's like, hey, do you know so-and-so? And I was like, no, who is that? And that's all he said. He goes, and something, you know, one of the kids started talking. And they kind of, but I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to give myself away.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's never.
Candy, but when are you, he's never responded. When are you going to stop? Or
yeah, when are you going to just trust him that he's not?
Well, no, because then there's like this one vendor that he works with, and I know who she is, and she's super cute. So I created an email account under like her name, like,
oh my God,
put her name down there, and I put, you know, like soccer, whatever. And I know, you know, she is a soccer mom, and, you know, just reached out. Hey, I saw you over the weekend, you know, blah, blah, blah. Good to see you. And he hasn't really responded.
Candy, you know that every person can hear you right now, and like they know.
Yes. That's why
it's
Candy
fine.
Oh my God, you're a psychopath.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.